You're with SBS Radio.
От разменната търговия до монетите, чековете, пин-картите и онлайн плащанията. Светът непрекъснато еволюира начина, по който купуваме и продаваме стоки. С бързите промени на парите, транзакциите, начина, по който се правят сделките, валутите и банките, какво ли ще е бъдещето на парите? Експертите твърдят, че бъдещето на парите е в цифровия свят. Повечето от нас вече банкират чрез интернета и пазаруват онлайн като част от ежедневието, когато става дума за закупуване и плащане. Но развитието на интернета вероятно ще промени и начина, по който предлагаме и купуваме онлайн. Главният маркетинг директор на Mint Payments, Бьорн Берендт, каза, че все повече и повече покупки на домакинствата ще се извършват автоматично, чрез дигитални апликации и мобифони. И определи бъдещето, като го нарече интернет на всичко.
So in 10 years from now, everything will be connected, whether that's your refrigerator, you know, your alarm system, your watches, your wearables. And what it allows you is that a lot of products that you need regularly will be replenished and paid for automatically, and devices will be smart enough to know when a certain element of your household runs out. Amazon has already launched the dash button that allows you to just replenish your toilet paper or whatever else with one click onto a little device that connects via Bluetooth in your home.
Цифровата икономика вероятно ще премахне необходимостта от носенето на пари или притежаването на кредит карти, което ще превърне плащането на гишето или на касата част от миналото, обяснява Бьорн Берендт.
What's going to hit Australia in the next 6 to 12 months are digital wallets. So Apple Pay, Samsung Pay and Android Pay are going to transition the way we pay. And you can basically leave your wallet at home and all you need is either your phone or your watch or a different wearable that has a digital wallet installed on it.
Според господин Бьорн, до 10 години сензорите, инсталирани в магазините, улиците и пътищата, ще могат веднага да кажат какво клиентите купуват и къде най-често ходят.
So you can just walk out of the store essentially with the products under your arm, and maybe some eye beacon like technology will then instantly know, okay, that person has just walked out, you know, with a toy, with some milk and with some butter, and then you get charged whatever you took out of the store. So that's really going to put a stop to any store theft.
Въпреки че значителна част от модерния свят е вече завладяна от цифровите технологии и новите системи за плащания, футуристът-предприемач Рос Доусън твърди, че валутите и банкнотите няма скоро да изчезнат.
We won't see the extinction of cash in the foreseeable future, but absolutely we're moving to where most people will have very little cash on them or not need it for almost anything they need day to day.
Според Рос Доусън, някои валути ще съществуват само в цифровия свят, като биткоин, използващ peer-to-peer интернетна мрежа за директно извършване на транзакции без посредник. Рос Доусън каза, че несигурността на традиционните банкови системи води хората до това да търсят алтернативни платежни системи, като биткоин.
One of the reasons that people like cash is the safety of banks. Australia happens to have some of the safest banks in the world, yet still around the world we have had people who are concerned about banking safety and feel that cash is a better store of value. But there are also people who are concerned about the, you know, the future of governments and their financial situations and feel that necessarily currencies issued by governments may not be the best store of value, and which are pushing them into alternative currencies such as Bitcoin.
Рос Доусън смята, че жертви на цифровата революция могат да станат и банкоматите.
The role of the branch is already shifting, where we have ones which are highly automated, plus ones where people go for advice on important transactions, such as mortgages and so on. But we are also shifting where, as we don't need cash, the idea of an automated teller machine starts to make less sense. For the meantime, these are well established. We probably don't need many more than we currently do, given the shift. But over time, it is well possible that ATMs will have fewer ATMs, as we don't need them as much.
Рос Доусън смята, че за разлика от покупките, извършени с пари в брой, цифровите транзакции са свързани с данните на потребителя, което предоставя на компаниите неоценима информация за вашите навици за пазаруване и за това какво харесвате или не харесвате.
One of the significant implications is in terms of privacy. With cash, nobody knows who we are. With a digital transaction, currently there are ways in which that can be tracked. And companies can use that information to be able to market more effectively. So one of the things which is going to be critical is that companies actually, if they do gather this data, they're using it for consumers' benefit as opposed to simply to be able to try to sell more things to them. And I think we will get a significant backlash.
Рос Доусън твърди, че неприкосновеността на личните данни може да стане основна грижа за австралийците.
Things that we want to buy that perhaps we don't want people to know about, and that we have alternatives or we have ways to be able to make purchases that cannot be tracked. I think that the privacy issue is a very significant one, and one which I think Australians will take dear to heart in the potential for a shift to a cashless society where anonymous transactions are no longer possible.
Професор Рос Бъкли от Центъра за международни финанси към Университета на Нов Южен Уелс каза, че повечето хора вярват, че когато плащат с пари в брой, няма допълнителни разходи, защото не знаят, че обработката на банкнотите е свързана с много труд и разходи.
There's the transport of cash, there's the deposit of cash by the businesses. If the business collects cash, the business proprietor has to take money, time out of their day to take the money to the bank. The total expenses dealing with cash are roughly the same as the expenses of dealing with credit cards, 1.5%, something like that. So cash is not free, it's just a hidden expense that the merchants incorporate into their prices.
Въпреки многото иновации в управлението на парите и правенето на сделки, професор Бъкли очаква банките да продължат да доминират в платежната индустрия в близко бъдеще.
What will probably happen is that there will be digital disruption. Small companies will work out ways to provide new payment mechanisms and payment facilities. And as is the way of things, in time the big banks will gobble them up. The founders of those companies will get rich because they'll be bought out by the major banks and the banks will take over that part of the action. That's probably how we're going. So long term, the banks are probably well positioned to continue to be, front and center in the whole payment system.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.